भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। नाउ वी आर ब्रिंगिंग यू मीनाक्षी टेंपल सेगमेंट बाय तारा द स्टार नरसिंहन। Namaste, namaskaram, good morning, and listeners, welcome to this program. As promised to you today, I printed on Facebook, Rakesh Bhai, that today I'll be bringing Amit Sayani's top hits on our radio program, bringing the beautiful songs of the past, but they all have so much deep meaning. Ye duniya ke rakwale kon hai? We, you know, from wherever we are, from whoever we are, we all have one Bhagwan.
I love deep meanings.
That is what those songs of those days, those lyricists made so much out of the music that these days I really don't understand what the words are and leave alone their meaning. There are no words.
Silence.
Anyway.
No, that's noise.
Guys, enjoy the music, okay? There's a lot of music.
Absolutely, absolutely. Welcome to the program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, Texas, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. We are excited about this radio show that represents the root of all religions, mother of all religions, most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatana Dharma, often referred to by practitioners as Hinduism. Hinduism has sought to recognize principles and practices that would lead us, any individual, to become a better human being and understand and live and with harmony with Dharma. We present this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, and the glory and the Vedic Dharma adds value to anyone who believes in its tenets and make oneself a better human being. And that, in short, is the introduction to our program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And Meenakshi Temple had a glorious month of April. We had a lot of festivities happening with Chitrai Mahotsavam. And there is Venkateshwara Abhishekam happening, as we speak, May 1st, the first Sunday of the month. And on 2nd May is Ekadashi. Tomorrow is Ekadashi. And Pradosham falls on the 4th of May. And 8th is Raja Matangi Homam, celebrating Mother's Day at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And this is the devotees will chant the Lalita Shastranamam during Abhishekam. And there will be Homam Purnahuti, Utsavamurti, as well as Meenakshi Abhishekam and Alankaram happening at the temple. And also, at 12:30 p.m., there will be procession of deities and prasadam distribution. So you can tune in to this program for all the upcoming events, as well as you can refer to our Temple Times News magazine for details. And we also are celebrating Parshuram Jayanti coming up. And hence, I'm now bringing you this beautiful song on Lord Parshurama. And here we go. Bhagwan Parshuram ka भजन।
मैं അരസുവേറിഞ്ഞൊരു കേരളത്തിൽ പരസുവേറിഞ്ഞൊരു കേരളത്തിൽ ത്രിവേണി സംഗമ സന്നിധിയിൽ ആദിശങ്കരനാദിത്രാക്ഷരം ആദിശങ്കരനാദ്യ മന്ത്രാക്ഷരം ഉരുവിട്ടും കൊണ്ടു പ്രതിഷ്ഠിച്ചൊരി തിരുവല്ലം ക്ഷേത്ര തിരുനടയിൽ തിലഹോമ പൂജയ്ക്കായി കാത്തു നിൽപ്പു ഞാൻ തൊഴുതു നിൽപ്പു തിരുവല്ലം ക്ഷേത്ര തിരുനടയിൽ തിലഹോമ പൂജയ്ക്കായി കാത്തു നിൽപ്പു ഞാൻ തൊഴുതു നിൽപ്പു പരസുവേറിഞ്ഞൊരു കേരളത്തിൽ ത്രിവേണി സംഗമ സന്നിധിയിൽ ഗർഭയാൽ പവിത്ര മോതിരം ധരിച്ചും കൊണ്ടെള്ളും പൂവും ചന്ദനവും നീരും ഗർഭയാൽ പവിത്ര മോതിരം ധരിച്ചും കൊണ്ടെള്ളും പൂവും ചന്ദനവും നീരും ചാലിച്ചെടുക്കും ഉരുളകളോരോന്നും പിതൃവിനു മോക്ഷം നൽകിടുമ്പോൾ ചാലിച്ചെടുക്കും മുരുളകളോരോന്നും പിതൃവിനു മോക്ഷം നൽകിടുമ്പോൾ നിൻ തിരുമുറ്റത്തെത്തുവോർക്ക ഭയം അരുളുന്ന രാമ നിന്ന പദാനങ്ങൾ വാഴ്ത്തുവാനായി ആയുരാരോഗ്യം നൽകിടണേ ആയുരാരോഗ്യം നൽകിടണേ പരശുവേറിഞ്ഞൊരു കേരളത്തിൽ
And we are talking about Parashuram Jayanti. You know, we celebrate all the different avatars, Narasimha Jayanti, Varaha Jayanti and all that. And I just found out, according to the Panchang, Parashuram Jayanti falls this week. And hence I just chose the topic that we can discuss about it. And he is the son of Renuka and Jamadagni. And the Treta Yuga and the Dwapara Yuga. And as Sridharji one time mentioned, that he is one avatar that appeared in both Mahabharata as well as in Ramayana. You could see his presence. And he is a Chiranjeevi. He even lives right now. So, Parashurama, a Brahmin who received famous acts undertaking terrible penance to please Shiva, who in turn taught him to be the Kalaripayattu, was the mother of all martial arts. And here in Kerala, there is a beautiful temple in Tiruvalla, which is dedicated to Parashurama. And I believe once you visit that temple, moksha is guaranteed. That is what that they say. Moksha, the song itself said that. And, you know, he is most known for ridding the world with Kshatriyas 21 times over mighty Kartavirya Arjuna, and who kind of had killed Parashurama's father. He plays an important role in the Mahabharata and Ramayana, serving as a mentor to Bhishma, Drona, and Karna. Parshurama and Indrajit, Ravana's son, are believed to be the only humans ever possessed with three ultimate weapons. Of all the three weapons, Brahmastra, Vaishnavastra, and the Pashupastatra. And Parshurama was the disciple of Lord Shiva and learned the scriptures and arts of warfare from Shiva. He then acquired celestial weapons from Shiva and the other gods on Shiva's instructions. Shiva personally trained Parshurama for decades in the art of warfare. The Bhargavastra was the personal celestial weapon and Vijaya his personal bow, which was gifted by Shiva. Parshurama also fought advancing seas and lands of the Konkan and the Kerala coast. So that is why he is worshipped over there. And, you know, the waters were flooding. I think that is called the Arabian Sea. And that was really pouring out. And that land was saved, but of Parshurama. He worshipped the Mula Purusha, the male ancestral founder of the Dravida, Niyogi, Bhumihar, Chitpavan, Devaruke, Dhai Vandhya, Mogul, Tyagi, Anaval, Nambudri Brahmin communities. Along with the sages Vyasa, Kripa and Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, Parshurama is considered the foremost among the rishis in the Kali Yuga. Parshurama will also become one of the Sapta rishis of the 8-month mantra. Parshurama is a mighty Maharathi and he will reappear in the martial instructor of Vishnu's avatar in Kalki.
Kalki, yes, yes. So he is there in Ramayana Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and also he's going to come back in Kali Yuga as a mentor to Kalki. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he is still there.
He's still there.
Chiranjeevi, but he will just
somewhere
appear
there. Yes.
At the right time.
Right time.
See how the divine plans.
Yes,
that's
yes.
The divine plan.
Yes, yes, that is true. And hence, Parshurama is, of course, an avatar of Lord Narayana. And let me now bring you one more bhajan. This is a beautiful bhajan on Parshuram's character itself. How he is protective, how he is the good side of Parshuram. We just listened to this beautiful song. We had the presence of Harish Jajuji walking into our studio. Welcome, Harish Jajuji.
Thank you. Thank you so much and appreciate you all being here and asking me to come for a few minutes.
Absolutely. A busy time for you. Campaigning as well as meeting people and, you know, getting the kind of see who you are. And here they can listen to who you are right now.
Thank you again for the invitation and I'm happy to tell you about my campaign, how is it going, and it is like coming to, it's like a cricket match, you're the last over of the last match.
Exciting.
And you have 3 more days to go, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, and then the last session on Saturday, May the 7th. So there are 3 opportunities to score boundaries.
We'll
shoot for the sixers.
Okay.
Ajit was very modest.
Harishji, I wanted to ask you about, you know, you worked for the city of Houston as an engineer?
I did for a long time. I did there.
So did Padmakant Tambhati ji.
Yeah.
Do you have any reflections about him?
So
because he started this radio program.
Absolutely, and we call him Paul.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Paul mm-hmm. Kambadi. Paul Kambadi and I worked together for a number of years at city of Houston. He used to work for water quality aspect of the water system.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for the water part of the design of the system. So often we were meeting,
mm-hmm.
even though in different locations, we're meeting at common seminars, common meetings, common projects. But he was very, very diligent in his work, and he never missed an opportunity to tell me what he knew about his experiences that was inside the work. But mm-hmm. outside the work, he's always doing what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
He was a divine soul, and he wanted to propagate Gita and the good values that we all derive from
mm-hmm.
that.
Absolutely. Very passionate about Hindutva
Hinduism. I listened to him off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very vocal and very passionate about it, and he believed in what he said, and he said
very
what he
nice.
Believed.
But Jajaji, like, you will be one of the two. You're one of the two Indo-Americans, right, in the council?
Correct, I am.
I see, like, you've been in Sugarland since a few decades.
Yeah. Before you were born. Maybe.
Because, oh, thank you. I don't think so. I got my numbers, but thank you for the compliment. But now it's like about 35% Asians, and how do you feel, I mean, the transformation that Sugarland has taken place, and what are the things that you would like to bring to Sugarland, because the population is increasing, and it is estimated to increase to 80% by 2040. I see the numbers here. From Houston Chronicle article that I went through. And what is the thing that you want to bring in for Asians? Because I see a lot of cultural things going on in town square and so much of culture happening. That's my interest. And I would like to see what are the things that you will bring to our Asian community in the form of culture, in the form of any business growth.
Sure.
What's that you see?
So Sugarland is very blessed. We have a city that is a model city for the rest of the country. We have a huge diversity in our population, in our neighborhoods, in our businesses, and we all moved here at some point because it offers a very high quality of life in terms of parks, in terms of schools, in terms of public safety. Those are the features that attract any growing family to settle down, call it roots, and then grow from there. And that's what we did 31 years ago. My family and I moved in 1985. Both my boys were born here, right here in Sugarland. My wife works in Sugarland in a Memorial Hermann Hospital. My kids went to public school at Clemens. Now they're up into careers. The point is that this is our community. This is our city. We call it home. And together, our goal should be to make it better for mm-hmm. the entire population of Sugarland.
Mm-hmm.
The demographics is a perfect balance, so to speak, between the white Anglos, Asians, Hispanics, and African Americans. It's not 25%, but Asians are like 35 to 40%.
Yes.
And that includes South Asians
mm-hmm.
and East Asians and all of them. And I think we bring that rich fabric, a culture, that we can learn from each other
mm-hmm.
and be inclusive of every community in there. I think this is a big asset to our city.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cities don't have that. Woodlands is a very prosperous city, but it is upside down. The diversity part is not there.
Yes,
91% are white Anglo.
We can learn from each other cultures and rich heritage that's coming from each other cultures. And personally, I would like to... if you can have some ancient value festival or something where all these ancient things and the values are celebrated, because I see a lot of festivities happening
Correct.
From each community. So So maybe that's my personal desire, because it's complementary things like which complement science, like Ayurveda, homeopathy. Like each culture has its, like if you go to Chinese culture, like, you know, Japanese acupuncture, all these medicinal sciences and spiritual sciences are there. Somewhere on the point, I don't know, I would like to see that festival, ancient festival coming in.
Yeah. See, Vietnam has got a lot of Buddhists, but Vietnamese Buddhists, they bring in a lot of these meditation, yoga, those kind of practices.
Yoga is on your calendar, so in the city council calendar it's there, but some festival that combines all these cultures and heritage and, you know, which brings in that values in us, and we can learn from each other's values. Going ancient, there are a lot of values, like you said, like Bhagavad Gita has a lot of values. Similarly, other cultures have values too. And the Sugarman being so diverse and nice, we can gain from it.
And
so
what I will tell you is that our city has a multicultural committees, in a nutshell, to promote multiculturalism. And we have folks come in from different groups and educate our staff first, our police, our firemen. So if there is a Hinduism, they would go back, and people like you would go and take a lead role in ascertaining, okay, this is Hinduism, this is what we do, this is how we do, why we have a red dot on our head, why we have a partition on our head. They don't know, and it's not their fault.
Yes, yes.
But if we don't come forward and explain to them, this is what it is, this is our way of life, and they probably have a better sense of doing it, rather than assuming something is different, they will embrace that difference. That is the philosophy that I have always propagated with my city staff, with my city manager, that it has to be inclusive. I have always propagated that our city police is the number one interaction between citizens and the city staff and the city of Sugar Land. Because you get stopped, you get, that's the first responders that come to you, city police.
Yes,
if
yes.
they are aware of what our culture is, if they are aware what our dress sense is, if they are aware what we eat and how we, you have a big family and we like to hang out. If they know that, I think they'll be better set off to answer your question.
That's right.
Absolutely. And let me pitch in here to say that the Hindus of Greater Houston for the past few years have been doing Raksha Bandhan.
Right.
We have been visiting the police stations and do, you know, Rakhi for them, and which started off about 6-7 years ago. Ramesh Anand took the initiative first.
Sure.
Call, and then we've been...
I remember in 2011 when I got elected first time in the city council, your group came out and wanted to tie Rocky on me and the Mayor Jimmy Thompson, and he was really flattered. He didn't know what exactly
that
was
the brotherhood, and you know that is what it means. And they were so delighted, and I think that is one way of approaching.
Absolutely, I think you show them how it is done. Most of the folks are very open-minded, and they will embrace that and think it's a good thing. So next time somebody talks to them about the Rocky or Diwali, it's not a foreign word to them. Diwali is embedded now in our calendar. Diwali is celebrated in Sugar Land in a big way at the Skeeter Stadium. Dussehra is celebrated at the Skeeter Stadium by Sidaram Foundations. Those are good things. As long as we do in a law and orderly manner, and we are very law-abiding citizens, I think it is nothing but a good stuff going to happen to our city.
And big opportunities coming in the way of Sugar Land Performance Hall.
Yes, yes. We are excited about that.
Yes,
we are looking forward for Performance Hall. We have to perform.
The multicultured.
Absolutely. So let me tell you a little bit about the Performing Arts Center. This Performing Arts Center, we call it a Smart Financial Center at Sugar Land. It is called Smart Financial Center because Smart Financial Center, the group, have bought their naming rights.
Okay.
It is a variety of high-end, acoustically superfine performing center. Better than Wardham, more than Hobby, bigger than Jones.
Wow, wow, wow.
6,500 people can be seated as the largest capacity. 6,500 is a very sweet spot. Nobody else has it unless you go to Toyota Center. But then Toyota Center is meant for basketball. It's not meant for performance hall.
Yes.
And it has a design where the walls can shrink to 4,500.
Wow.
So if you have a concert coming to only 4,000 people or 4,500, then it won't look like you're 6,000 people, 44. So it has a setting of 6,500 at the largest, 4,500, and then one more setting at 3,300.
3,300.
So if you have a cozy comfort of 3,000 people, that's where you would find it amazingly.
And the price also is according to that.
I would think so. So this is run by a private enterprise. We lease to them on a long-term 25 to 30 years basis. But think of the people who will be coming and traveling to Sugarland and then traveling back to their wherever they came from and carrying a good vibe about Sugarland. Think about the sales tax it will produce.
There are a lot of actors, including me. We would love all the actors will be excited in Sugarland to have this performance. It's high time. We were looking forward for it because every time we want to perform, we have to go somewhere else. And, you know,
it is going to be very magnificent. Mm-hmm. And then before you come to the performance hall, there is going to be a nice park and pavilion like what you see in a Discovery Green in downtown. Mm-hmm. Then you have a George R. Brown Convention Center, something of that setting. It will happen in November this year.
Beautiful.
It's going to complete in first or second week of November. We have a soft opening coming up.
Wow.
And it's going to be very exciting for all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Our lines are open. Please do give us a call if you're listening. We have Harish Jajuji, Councilman, City of Sugarland, who's going to soon to be mayor. So please give us a call here, 281-277-6874, if you have any questions to discuss or
just switch gears a little bit. You know, I'm a mother of a high schooler. I've seen high schoolers heard about underage intoxication, drinking, alcohol. And also there are some open bars they permit without license. So is there anything that you're thinking about? I know it's huge thing, you know, Sugarland is like a lot of high schoolers, but at the same time, these high schoolers are not, what do you say, like, we can't just force them to do certain things, but at the same time, we need to guide them and kind of have certain measures of not making them go and do certain things. Is there anything that can be done for high schoolers who can be regulated in certain way, not taking anti-depression, anti-stress, and not doing the underage drinking? This is some personal concern my you know, kids, all the high schoolers or some of the high schools in Sugarland, kids doing these things.
So what I will tell you is that I have had two kids, two boys, go to the high school at the Clements High School back in 2003. In 2005, so it's been a while, but I can tell you, talking to the parents of the high school, it's a high stress
issue. Yes, it is high stress
with
yeah.
the kids who are in junior and senior, as well as with the parents, and especially South Asian parents. So it is a just like you have a concern. I had a concern. I do have a concern that they get jammed into the peer pressure from their colleagues, from their students at school. Then they
want to look cool.
Then they have a peer pressure at home, and they are get confused.
Yes.
I think that's a big issue.
Is it something like, you know, I personally think like any moral science classes or yoga meditation or certain things that can be done for the students where we can direct them and then tell them that they are under hormonal attack. You know, they have to watch out until certain age. Something that can be embedded into education system where, because that's where a majority of the people take a turn, either a good turn or a bad turn. So I personally feel that this yoga, meditation, or any other moral sciences, which can be applied on a global level, not a religious level, you know, at a global level where it can benefit students something. I mean, I would like you guys to think about how we can do it. Where if you can include that, the whole educational system of Sugarland can be a model for other people. You know, I mean, if you can think, it definitely has to be a very slow process because
it
you have to.
But it has to start somewhere.
I really appreciate if you can think about it because
Well, my kind of a thing is, you know, we do a Fort Bend School Independent School District, FBISD, that does those kind of regulations. And City of Houston,
Sugarland.
City of Sugarland is probably more kind of focused on all the other welfare and everything. FBISD representatives probably could do
good
that.
Good answer.
Right.
But I will tell you that, you know, mm-hmm. because it is a community,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a city or a school or a drainage,
mm-hmm.
it impacts all of us. So I will tell you that you bring a good point.
Thank you.
And Taraji said that we have our own jurisdiction. I can't jump into the Fort Bend ISD because I hear it. But there is a common thread between the two of us. And that common thread is that we have a coordination. We can do a better job in coordinating our impact on the school and school's impact on the city. But the common client is taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
You pay taxes to the city. You pay taxes to the school. So you cannot be, you know, okay, go to school, this is not my concern. Go to city, this isn't my concern, which is true. But they got to be able to, on the same page, on the same book.
Mm-hmm.
As Taraji said, it is actually a school's trustees'
mm-hmm.
responsibility to create something. But recently I was able to convene or facilitate a meeting between the school staff and Dr. Lalji, who's trying to produce a meditation kind of a opening in class, first for the staff to learn, just take a deep breath or something to that impact for 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Wow, beautiful.
And then put that into context with the kids. It's
mm-hmm.
a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be verified by the curriculum. It has to be verified by the state because the funding comes from the states.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process, but if you don't start it,
mm-hmm.
it'll never happen. So good thoughts. Keep it up.
Thank you. Very beautiful answer. I like your progressive answer. Very progressive. That's what we want from our lead, the mayoral candidate, Harish Jajuji. Very good answer. Really.
Actually,
like
you know, the Houston Chronicle has covered a kind of a thing about Harish Jajuji. It says issues, not backgrounds. It is not necessary where you come from, but some of the issues are general for all that applies to
mm-hmm.
everyone. And these are some of the issues that I think we should really kind of try to get involved for the betterment of the
community. That's right. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, listeners, on 11:10 a.m. We'll be here till 2 p.m. And we are talking to Harish Jajuji, is in the studio along with me, Geeta, the Divine Song, Ravula, Tara, the Star, Narsimhan, Sri, the Fortune, Ravula, and Kanti, the Light, Patel. She is going to ask a question now.
So,
yes?
At the community center, there are my wife goes there regularly. I go sometimes. There are four or five yoga classes going on
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis.
On regular basis.
And somehow we can put them together with the Fort Bend ISD. They could work out. They already have this program going on for a long time, at least 2 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think so. There is a coordination can be done.
Done, okay.
We do have a lot of classes. Other day I was at the H.E. Herman Center. There were only Bollywood classes for the seniors. And it's much less than Bollywood, but it's a more of exercise. One of our volunteers, Mahesh Mehbubani, was teaching the seniors. You just step up, step down, and get
mm-hmm.
some exercise in a very friendly, in a very
mm-hmm.
jovial manner. I thought that speaks to the volume
mm-hmm.
of the concern of all the folks who live there.
Yes, yes,
because
definitely.
As we growing, as we aging, there are a large population of our seniors who are looking for a social avenue
yes.
to keep them occupied on a daily basis, and I get a lot of inspiration from
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the pranayama, the breathing techniques you mentioned that the staff is doing, and if that can be done also by students, a lot of stress can be, you know, taken away from the students because Sugarland is very highly competitive, you know, whether it's Clement School or, you know, other school districts, they're very, very...
It is in high school in general,
in
this city, in this town, in this country, is really a very high stress thing for them.
yes,
to be able to get a better college,
yes,
and for the parents to make sure their kid goes to the best college.
Best college. And I think Sugarland prepares our students for college. That's what I feel.
And Sugarland Town Center, Geeta ji, every day if you go early, you see yoga classes.
Yoga
there.
Classes.
But they're happening there.
There are yoga class and I see some Tai Chi classes.
Yeah, Zumba classes also.
And
every kind of classes there, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was more talking about the high school.
Yeah, I know, inclusive in the high school.
Because their stress level and yeah. they're our, you know, our future. Our future is in our kids' hands. So that's where
and
my
the
question
future
was.
Is now in voters' hands.
Yes, yes.
Appeal to all the voters, please go vote. And the voting day, I think the early voting is already over.
No, it is not. Actually, we have two more days of early voting.
Oh, okay, great.
So it's
still third, I think.
Can you tell us the dates and how they need to vote? And sometimes we need to educate people to go. And that is more important.
If you are a citizen and you are registered to vote, all you need is a driver's license. You don't need a card or anything. You just driver's license. And go to any location where early voting is going to happen tomorrow and day after from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow and day after.
Day after. And there are three or four locations that are very convenient for people who live in Sugarland. One will be the Randalls.
Okay.
In New Territory.
Wow, Randalls and New Territory.
That is the closest to the Telfair.
Yes, Telfair and New Territory, yes, that's the closest area.
Then the City Hall is open tomorrow and day after from 7 to 7.
The Sugarland City Hall.
City Hall, Sugarland. And then the First Colony Conference Center out on Austin Parkway opposite the First Colony Middle School.
First Colony Middle School, yes.
That's open. And if you still forget where to vote, just text me or call me and I'll help you guide and even pick you up and take you to vote.
Is there a website anybody can check?
Sure, jajuforsugarland.com.
Jajuforsugarland.com. That is JAJOO. Sugarland.com.
For Sugarland.
For Sugarland. FOR.
And also.
Jajuforsugarland.com.
Jajuji, any statement you would like to make? And
I just came back from Chinmay Mission and I was telling folks over there that this is not something that can be taken lightly, because as you progress in the community, people who are out there, they are looking for the community's voice. And the community's voice is heard only through voting. If you don't vote, what's happening? Next time somebody's going to run, first thing he or she would do is take a look at the voter profile. Who are the communities who actually are voters? If our community doesn't show up in that frame, they will ignore, they will bypass, and they will not even ask what our concerns are. On the other hand, if they show there is a block of concerned citizens and voters who are out there to make everybody's lives better, they will come to you to listen to your concern. It's nothing, I'm not saying anything new. It happens in every town, every state, every country. If you don't speak, don't show up. Speaking doesn't mean complaining. Speaking means showing up at votes. Because if you vote one way, you can swing any election just by our number of people in the community. We have over 6,000 voters to vote in the city election. To choose your mayor, to choose your council members, anytime. So make yourself available to vote, educate yourself with the issues at hand, ask the questions, and exercise your right.
Yeah.
It is free.
It's free.
It is painless, and it is really quick.
And
that's
let
right.
me add to one more thing, that we have to take the responsibility. When you can vote as a citizen, you're a rightful citizen, your voting is a right. Similarly, when you have a candidate who is very simple, down to earth, he's very approachable.
And progressive,
you know,
actually.
The more I hear about him and the more I read about him, he's very down to earth, very approachable. And I think those kind of people are the right people for the right position. I think that is very important that we do that. And I really...
Yes.
Wish you all the very best with all the blessings. We want you to be the mayor.
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism blesses.
That's a very, very good point Jajuji brought in, is you have to vote. Ayan Geetaji dedicatedly early oath. And we see probably one more family from a community out there. And I'm talking about years of voting. You know, I'm not talking about I just voted once and then I didn't see. Okay. And Jajuji has given 6,000 voters are there. Mm-hmm. So that means when he sees the profile, okay, he should hit that mark. 6,000 have voted. So please go and vote. And it's all public information, you know. You can read about Jajuji. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter at Harish Jaju. And he's on Facebook.com/Harish Jaju. Okay, so it's all out there. And he also spoken live right now. So there are no excuses for not to vote.
And I really like progressive and inclusive statements he made.
Yes, that's get an addition to that.
Progressive is for youth. You know, you have to progress. That's where our strength is. That's where our future is. And inclusiveness is in the diversity that we have.
Yes.
We have to include everybody. And guys, you need to apply Karma Yoga principle also here, right?
Yes.
Right? For just go out.
Yes.
Don't expect the results. You know,
yeah.
Just out.
For Arishji's information, you can visit JajuForSugarland.com. He's on Twitter at Harish Jaju and then on Facebook.com/Harish Jaju. You can early out till May 3rd. And Jajuji, is it 7 o'clock they start?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
You're running to the office, it's available. You're coming back, it's available.
No,
so since I voted dedicated for long, I know. Like, it's not, it's not that hard.
And
you can get out of there in 5 minutes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Early out, right? Early
out is very voting day, okay? Don't miss this one if you miss the other dates. May 7th, Saturday.
May
coming 7th, up 7th. Next Saturday.
And what are the times?
7 a.m. and there are multiple locations.
Location only 7.
So my phone number, my cell number is a public cell number. So I'm going to give it out. If somebody
Please.
Has a question, concern, just text me and I will call right back. 832-338-3202. Look, my campaign is based on a very solid grassroots. Me and my team and volunteers and my wife and my family have knocked on about 8,000 homes over
wow.
the last 4 months. And it's not easy. I mean,
it's
I don't find anybody home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever I find, I have talked to them.
We do our food drives, knocking homes, so
correct.
We know how hard it is.
So
we're soliciting boards too.
And then I leave the information there and let them know I was here.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question, call me back at this number.
Very nice. 832-338-3202 for any questions for Jajuji.
And just before we leave, a public statement from Jajuji. It's on his brochure, so I can read it out. My experience provides me with a thorough understanding of what it takes to get things done for our community. Be it infrastructure, intergovernmental agency coordination, city council consideration, maximizing capital investment dollars or interacting with citizens to explain how their money is being spent efficiently. That is Harish Jajuji for you guys. Go out and vote.
Early voting again tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Randall's near New Territory and Telfair. So New Territory and Telfair people, go out and vote tomorrow. That's your chance. And 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. again on May 3rd.
And Geetaji, these are just few of them we gave out. There are a lot of them.
Lot of them,
yes.
Too.
So just one correction, Geetaji.
Sure.
The folks who live in New Territory,
uh-huh.
they are not eligible to vote because New Territory is not really part of corporate
Sugarland.
Oh. However, in about 15, 16 months, we will absorb New Territory into the corporate limits.
Wow.
So I just want to be sure that people
okay.
are not mistaken.
Okay.
You can still go and vote for the school board.
Okay.
School board,
because
okay.
they are part of the New Territory. But people who live in Telfair and Riverpark,
Telfair and Riverpark.
They can vote at Randall's. Other folks can vote at City Hall, Sugarland City Hall, or the Austin
so
Park.
Tomorrow also it's open, City Hall.
The Conference Center at Austin Parkway.
Austin
conference.
Center. These are the words. If you miss tomorrow and Tuesday, Saturday we have all day,
yeah.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to go. But that's the last day you can
and
vote.
That's so many locations are open at that time.
But also the problem next week is a Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
So
yes.
so
yeah.
people are busy. I'm just encouraging everyone who has not come out to vote yet. Because each vote is very important. I will tell you an example where people have won by one vote. My colleague on the council, Amy Mitchell, in 2011, she won by one vote.
Wow.
691 to 690. It is documented.
Wow.
Our friend Thomas Abraham in 2006,
he won by 2 votes.
2 votes. Mm.
So
yeah.
Don't ever tell anybody that your vote doesn't matter.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's
because
true.
It does matter, and it makes a difference, and it is important that we go out and vote. Vote for the person that you think will represent your views on the city council, as a mayor, as a city council member. That is what is most important. But show up and be counted.
Very nice. Very
thank
nice.
You so much. I
thank
wanted
you.
To thank on behalf, we know this radio program is co-sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Meenakshi Temple, Sitaram Foundation, and Sanatan Hindu Center brings this radio program every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m.
And I would say that the Hindus of Greater Houston done a remarkable, remarkable job in combining all the Hindus of and go to their event every year. It happens. This
mm-hmm.
year I was not able to, but every year I do show up there for a little bit and see how our young kids of Hindu origin are prospering.
Mm-hmm.
They got the right values and they got the right system in there.
They're exposed to a culture because of these organizations.
And I feel so proud to tell anybody, they ask me, are you a Republican or Democrat? That's one question. What religion are you? I say, I'm a Hindu religion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't know what is that. So
mm-hmm.
I take my time, the best I know, how to explain that. My wife is a teacher at Chinmaya Mission. She's been teaching for the last 20 years. So we're all in one community. Religion is your own personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But the civic duty is everybody's.
Exactly. Next time, Harish Ji, when anybody asks you what is Hinduism, tell them from Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m., tune in to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism at 11 p.m. and you will know all about Hinduism. Thank you, Harish Ji.
I appreciate it very much.
And
thank you.
That's for Harish Ji.
And here we go. I bring you this new ad on behalf of Hindus of Greater Houston. And then a beautiful, beautiful bhajan that was number one hit in Amin Sayani's thing. And let me bring that as a surprise. And just here it is. New ad for all of you.
His Holiness Raghunath Swami is coming to Houston with his new book, The Journey Within.
My name is Raghunath Swami. I travel around the world.
I've written a book, The Journey Within, where I try to take the beauty, the sweetness, and the comprehensive philosophy and try to make it very accessible to common people.
Please join us on Friday, May 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hare Krishna Temple and on Saturday, May 21st at 5:30 p.m. at Unity of Houston. Please RSVP at journeywithinhouston.com.
आत्मा की ये आवाज है जरा सामने तो आओ चलिए छुप छुप चलने में क्या राज है यूं छुप ना सकेगा परमात्मा मेरी आत्मा की ये आवाज है हम तुम्हें चाहें तुम नहीं चाहो ऐसा कभी ना हो सकता पिता अपने बालक से बिछड़ के सुख से कभी ना सो सकता हमें डरने की जग में क्या बात है
जब हाथ में तिहारे मेरी लाज है यूं चुप ना सकेगा परमात्मा मेरी आत्मा की ये आवाज है
जरा सामने तो
listeners, this is the first super hit chart burster song, the top Bina Ka Geet Mala weekly, hosted by Amin Sayani on the Radio Ceylon every week for a whole year. I grew up and I was only 5 years old. I listened to this song and I used to get so excited. And there are a couple of other songs which this one refers to Paramatma. E chup na sakega Paramatma meri atma ke aawaz. ये आत्मा की आवाज जो आती है वो तो बहुत बहुत अच्छी सुंदर बनती है क्योंकि व्हेन इट इज अ सोल स्टिरिंग म्यूजिक एंड दिस वाज संग बाय नन अदर देन मोहम्मद रफी ओके एंड ही हैज संग ब्यूटीफुल भजन्स एंड आई जस्ट कांट इमेजिन म्यूजिक इज वन लैंग्वेज दैट रीचेस आउट टू एवरीबॉडी विदाउट नोइंग द मीनिंग
यस दैट्स ट्रू
यू नो एंड व्हाटएवर दैट इट कैन बी
Meaning
or music.
Just touches your soul.
Exactly. And we have played these numbers for the past 25 years. Kambati ji used to select some of the songs that are just out of this world.
Yes.
We have received calls from people. They say, I don't understand the language, but this is so beautiful. Where can I get the song? I have had people call in and request these type of music. And let me bring you one more song. This also we would have related very well. There is some kind of... Phone and mic. Right now, let me now bring you one more beautiful song. And this again is another beautiful Mohammad Rafi's song.
हरि का ध्यान लगा मन मेरे मिट जाएंगे सब दुख तेरे
सब दुख तेरे
सुमिरन कर ले सांझ सवेरे मिट जाएंगे सब दुख तेरे
सब दुख तेरे
जल में थल में नील गगन में कण कण में है प्रभु की छाया रे भाई जिसने मन की आंखें खोली उसने उसका दर्शन पाया रे भाई जो नर हरि की माला फेरे छूटे जन्म जन्म के तेरे
जन्म के तेरे
हरि का ध्यान लगा मन मेरे
मिट जाएंगे सब दुख तेरे
सब दुख तेरे
And that was another beautiful Mohammad Rafi song. And here we go. We have an announcement.
We have a date change on Srimad Bhagavat Sapta Mahagyan Yagya, done every year by Banke Bihari Parivar. The earlier plan was in the second week of May, but it's been moved to May 29th through June 14th now. The location, it's June 4th. May 29th through June 4th. And the location is Sri Swaminarayan Temple, that's the same ISSO location, 10080 Sinet Road, Sugarland. So the location is no change, but the program moves to May 29th to June 4th. And then this is a very good storytelling by Acharya Mridul Krishna Goswami Ji. And dinner prasad will be served daily after the katha. On Sunday, May 29th, the program is from 5:30 to 8:30. Monday, May 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, May 31st, 6 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, June 1st, 6 to 9 p.m. Thursday, June 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. Friday, June 3rd, 6 to 9 p.m. And Saturday, June 4th, it starts in the morning. That's the last day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And for sponsors and volunteers are needed, so you can call 281-491-5814, 281-491-5814 or 832-293-16. 17 and their website is bhagwatmission.org. You can also email them at bankibiharigus@gmail.com.
And all of you who would like to give any kind of a feedback, how you like this program, what you would like to see in it, what you want to change in it, please send us an email at hinduismradio@gmail.com. And we bring this program because of the Hindus of Greater Houston Hindu Community supports all temples, organizations, festivities happening in the Greater Houston area. We celebrate the Grand Janmashtami Festival at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Mark your calendar. September 10, 2016 will be the famous Janmashtami Festival. And I bring you this beautiful song before the end comments. Ready, Sridharji?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges also funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. You can call 281-459-0866 and the cremation needs can be taken care. And a big thanks to all sponsors, donors, supporters, volunteers, hosts, co-hosts, guests, and everybody, Masala Radio and our Sanatan Hindu Center board also. We will be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on 11:10 a.m. And you can also listen to us live at sanatanhinducenter.org, our 24-hour online radio, also masalaradio.com. Have a blissful week. Stay happy. And God bless United States of America, Bharat, planet Earth, the whole cosmos, and you. Love and grace to you all.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.